from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They got their own little thing going on. I ain't mad at it because it works. But they got their own thing.
Let's dance.
What
Let's
are you
party.
Talking about?
Let's boogie.
It's Friday.
Deion Sanders. You're the head coach. What do you mean they have their own thing going on?
Are they excluding you?
I have questions about this. Like, didn't you think that was strange when you guys heard it?
I didn't hear it.
Studs and Adam.
Two different people. I didn't hear it last night. I didn't hear it until you told me about it. It was very weird.
Okay, because after watching the game, I was like, wait, that's where are your coaches and stuff? All right, whatever.
They got their own little thing going on.
It's a little strange for the head coach of a team to say that, yes. But
like passive aggressive, maybe? Like what? All right, whatever.
Friday it is. So as we get set to leave, coming in are Grody and Maklof for Score Afternoons. We thank our guests, who were Joe Ostrowski, Kevin Fishbane, and Mike Sando. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka helped out for another terrific week. Gentlemen, hello.
That reminds me of you yesterday. I was listening to the transition, Dan.
Oh, God.
And you, which one?
You saying Dave Wannstedt used to ask you what to do about the linebacker.
He would ask
position.
Other reporters, too. That was his thing. What do you think?
You're the coach.
What do you think, Burnsy? What do I think about what? I mean, we can't keep blitzing. We can't keep blitzing.
Like, why do defensive coordinators hate to blitz so much, but it works? Can somebody explain that one to me?
It's weak. It weakens your defense. But you lose the numbers in the back.
I know.
Why? And how many times did we see blitzing defenses get caught with screen passes?
Ugh. Except for the 85 Bears, of course, because everybody was actually.
Bears.
The Matt Eberflus seems to have
Adam and Studs,
along with Eric Williams, have making a point of blitzing more and being more creative defensively. Now, I don't know if this is just stuff they're tinkering with in the preseason, but we've seen it. We've seen it in the preseason games. We've seen Josh Blackwell come free, Kyler Gordon coming free, and it working. So I'm wondering if it's actually going to be like that when regular season starts.
I thought that too. I was like, oh, look at all these little blitzes they have.
Yeah.
Look at them being successful.
Fun.
Look at all this
blitzes.
Effective defensive formation.
They got their own little thing going on.
Wonder exactly. if that's a new. Maybe he's mad because being a defensive back by trade, he's annoyed that there were so many complete passes. Is that
Can
it?
Can we do the audience a favor right now? And me? And maybe Rami as well? What are you guys talking about?
Deion Sanders is talking about his son, quarterback Shadour, with what happened yesterday in the game with Travis Hunter and how successful they were.
Okay.
And it almost sounds like he's mad about it.
They got their own little thing going on.
Okay.
Like he wishes he was part of it.
Yeah.
Like what? But you're supposed to be in charge.
I feel like he's just leaving them alone.
Well, one the
giving
last
them their space.
That could be it too.
Yeah, there's your space.
I think that maybe like because the crazy touchdown catch that Travis Hunter had was a really dumb pass that like he probably shouldn't have thrown,
it
and
was.
Travis Hunter made a great play on it. So maybe that's like
they got their own little thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I see that too. You know, it's funny, and then he'll be scouted and we'll be like, he makes all these great off-platform throws that are impossible, and you know.
So he's saying their own little thing is Shadour is going to throw bad passes and Travis Hunter is going to catch him.
He'll advise third down passes into the end zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he was mad about it, and that's the best way he could say it at the time. That makes a little more sense.
It's sort of like when Velus Jones was running around and we heard Matt Eberflus say, that's just coaching right there.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. No, Velus is juking, making guys miss left and right, accelerating through again. And he's like,
running with the pad level up here.
That's just coaching.
Do you think he has a joke card this year, Matt Eberflus? Here's some jokes that you could insert in all sorts of situations.
I don't know. What's up yours?
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's got to level up.
Yeah, well, level up.
He yeah. has to level up the comedy game. Absolutely.
Oh, and he's in that way, he's had a pretty good preseason.
Has he? Have you seen development?
Oh, absolutely.
And,
oh, no.
And like, sense of humor?
Hey, just like at the beginning of every press conference that we have done with him this year, going back to OTAs, he has done something that he didn't really do much of in his first 2 years, and that is to try to start a little conversation with the media before he actually starts the press conference. Hey, how you guys doing? You guys doing good?
No. I heard
weather,
that there
weather's crazy today, huh?
I heard that there were attempts and they were not well received in the beginning.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Because you can't, like, that's unethical for journalists to engage.
No.
That he was just bombing?
Petty conversation.
No, I heard it was the opposite.
It's not right, Bears. It's not right, Bears.
No, I heard it was the opposite. Like, the media would try to talk to him sometimes. And
oh.
Just,
oh.
No
that,
response.
That, oh, and the heat.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some of that. Yeah. I mean, I just think that there was a
then
lot
again,
of...
Then again, the team wasn't very good.
Right. So everything looked bad. That's what I say about Matt Eberflus. Like, I think
you know that, what? Ball State over there. I got you.
This is Hall.
But what if, turns out he's really funny? I think instead of like opening with the injuries, he could actually open with a joke. And he could just say, hey, let me tell you a little story. So this ventriloquist is driving and his car breaks down.
Right.
Right.
It's all fun and games until you have to segue into the injury,
right.
though.
I know we'd like to talk about the guy who might have gotten paralyzed, but look, a priest and a rabbi are stranded on an island.
To come full circle, I think you just described yesterday's afternoon show, yes?
Yes.
Oh, man. That was incredible. I wished I could have. I had other things to do, Pearl. But I listened to the first half an hour. I'm like, when he was well, neither did Barry. It sounded like to anything that was going. I'll ask the same question I asked backstage. Did he really not know Grady Sizemore?
No.
It was the manager of the Cubs.
He did not.
Wait, you mean White Sox?
White Sox.
He did not.
Wow. We're still getting used to saying it. Okay,
yeah,
I had the same issue in postgame yesterday.
And that's why we played the wait, don't tell me game near the end of the show, where we gave him four items about Chicago sports, and he had to guess which one was the lie.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, it was great.
I did not hear that.
It was great.
Wow.
And the one that he thought was a lie that was actually true was, I think Shane said, the White Sox forced out their beloved broadcaster in part because the owner didn't like the way he looked eating on the air.
Which sounds like a fake story.
Of course it does. 100%
sounds like a fake story.
Yes, that's what he thought was fake.
That's great.
That's real.
Wait a second. Did you just bury Pearl Jam and all of that? Did you just try to sneak that in?
No, that was not. That was Jane's addiction.
You said Pearl Jam
before.
Don't worry about Pearl. Guess who we're going to talk to about Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder.
Mike McCready. Sorry. That could be better.
Still a big deal.
I went to the McCready. He's much more approachable, let me tell you. McCready. No, we're going to have Chris Ronji on later. You guys are like disappointed. Chris.
Every white man in their 40s, I know where they were yesterday.
So, no.
I know where you were.
Guess who I ran into at the Pearl Jam show last night? Chris Ronji. So
shocking.
Yes.
What other people did you run into that we might all know standing, you know, together and listening to this conversation?
That was it. Just the Ronge. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that I can release. Well, other friends of mine and whatnot, but
that you can release.
Yeah.
I have the entire demographic was represented in all the pictures I saw
yesterday. Oh my God.
it might have been mandatory attendance.
Check.
Oh, I was like, Layla, that's so funny. I was literally having this conversation with my friend last night at the show. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, we're looking at ourselves right now, and I don't like it. Like, it is an old crowd, but it is so polite. Everybody is so polite, and nobody wants any confrontation. We are not like we were, because
one guy says, "Hey man," and like 70 people turn around.
Yeah,
that's not rock and roll.
Hey man,
we're kind of, it was a bro-ish vibe in the 90s. Like, so these were, you know, like total bros. Now everybody's got families. Everybody's polite. Nobody wants confrontation. Everybody's just there for the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Music.
It was like a couple weeks ago when I was walking around and Metallica was going to be playing at Soldier Field, and the Metallica crowd began filtering in.
Yes.
And you picked all the Metallica crowd, and it was fathers and sons,
all that,
and I think grandsons, and in their different shape. But you talk about old. I mean, it was just,
oh, yeah,
it was old white people with disposable income,
completely
making their way to see their heavy metal show.
I was at the Juvenile show a couple weeks ago, and the DJ's like, "If you're over 25, make some noise." We're like, "Yeah, forget them kids."
Metallica did a lot of that.
I'm like, look at all these people out here with jobs. Yeah. Woo!
Yes, I was at a Wu-Tang concert a couple of years ago, and it was, strangely enough, it was like an older demographic. Right. I looked around and I was like, sure. Oh wow, we've gotten older. This happened.
And the Juvenile concert, I was like, wait, what? These people are all my age, and we're all out together. There's some cute people in this crowd. Like, all right, okay.
Those are classics now. Like,
it's so
Pearl Jam is classic.
It was the 25th anniversary tour of Back That Ass Up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't know how I missed that.
That was the name of the tour.
It's been changed to Back That Ass Up and Try Not to Hurt Yourself.
Did he know? He didn't know. He just kind of like walked into a mystical song, did he, Ray?
He did not.
Nope. All right.
Oh. So I was just thinking, you know, at a certain age,
don't be what you're working with.
You can still do all of it. You just have to stretch beforehand. Make sure you're well hydrated.
Maybe a little Neosporin or Icy Hot afterwards.
Absolutely.
After you back that ass up.
Yeah,
you know?
And back it up and head to Icy Hot. And then Epsom salts. Yeah,
Brody, exactly. The text line wants to know if you're going Saturday.
Yeah. Claire, please.
You're going to turn to your left and right, and the exact same people are going to be on either side of you.
I mean, it's great. I'll tell you this. I also went recently to, because I'm looking at Adam Stanzinski over there.
Adam and Studs?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I went both and saw Incubus, and Studs was there as well. I felt better at that show. That's like 10 years younger, that show. So it was that one felt a little bit better.
Very mid-30s crowd.
Yeah.
Very mid-30s.
Yes.
So, I bet they were good live, though.
Really good live. Don't so get Stud good. Started.
It's my sixth time.
That's a whole thing with him. Yeah.
I mean, bands that are that good live, where they almost sound better than their albums, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
And then you can take it to an extreme if you want to feel young. If you really want to feel young, like when Beth and I were lucky enough to get tickets to see the Eddie Izzard one-man show of Hamlet at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and kind of looking around like, hey, hot stuff.
Oh, you're the first, second, and third best looking guy.
like, wow, this is look at us.
People are calling you kid.
That's right. Yeah, that was a thing. Like, we were the only people, I think, who were able to find our seats without help.
What's up, kid?
847, when you back the ass up at this age, it beeps.
What are you guys doing today?
Oh, man. So we will be, we got all sorts of stuff. We've got Robert Mays going to be on the show.
Oh, love him.
From The Athletic. We're going to talk.
We do love Robert Mays.
Oh, he's
like, as a station, we adore him.
Yeah, but between him and Mike Sando, that's two of the smartest football guys.
Agreed.
On the station.
Yep.
that you're on the same day that you're having a while. That's
yeah,
great.
So yeah, we got Robert on. We've got Michael Cerami from Bleacher Nation talking
Love
about
him.
The Cubs, because I think the Cubs are interesting again. Are we falling for it? We'll discuss all of that as far as the Cubs are concerned. And like I told you, we'll talk to Chris Ranji about 4:30 or so about Pearl Jam. He's also a Bears meatball.
Bears.
So we'll talk to him about Bears. And that is the way Rami Makhlouf and me, Mark Grody, will start the show next by talking about Bears. Right
Had to
here.
Do it.
Thank you.
On the
I
show.
Appreciate
Come
that.
Come on, we gotta celebrate.
Is that the official ululation? There's a term for that.
Whoa,
right?
Whoa, with the ululating over there.
There is a. I forgot what it's called.
I just.
I forgot what it. I learned what it was called when Shakira. Did it at the Super Bowl. Yep. And people were offended.
Oh,
for
that's
some
what
reason?
It's called. Yeah. It actually is. What was that word?
No, it is a form of ululation, but there is a specific Arabic term for it.
I forgot what it is.
Okay,
I know. Not enough Farsi and no Arabic. I know
sure
like four words world. In Arabic.
There it is.
Yeah.
Just means a good time, guys. It just means having a good time.
That sounded like a good time right
We're
there.
Bad Arabs. We've talked yeah. about that. Yeah, we're bad Arabs.
I'm
we're
not Persian enough for yeah. my dad.
You're not good at it. Nope.
You guys need a moment? I think you just had it.
You're not an Arab.
Well, but yeah. But
Persian.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
We're fam.
It's the same. Pretty much the same. I don't know if I'm offending anybody by saying that.
Probably.
But that's pretty much
it means
the
you're
same.
Doing your
yeah,
job.
Exactly.
Guys, have fun. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
We're talking Bears next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.